Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Wednesday, July 8th. You're listening to Seeking Alpha, the leader in market news and analysis. I'm Rena Scherbel, and this is Wall Street Breakfast. Our top stories today: U.S. stock index futures trading cautiously, hashtag boycott Facebook, and Walmart takes on Amazon Prime. Leading today's news: U.S. stock index futures are trading cautiously after snapping a five-day winning streak in the previous session amid the latest uncertainty surrounding the coronavirus pandemic. The Dow is down 0.2%, S&P 500 down 0.1%, and the NASDAQ is up 0.1%. Jim Paulson, the chief investment strategist at Luthold Group, said, "While significant gains in technology stocks kept the market afloat yesterday, even these market darlings capitulated during the afternoon hours today. The COVID-19 outbreak crossed the grim milestone of over 3 million confirmed cases on Tuesday as more states reported record numbers of new infections, while Florida faced an impending shortage of ICU hospital beds." In other market news, organizers of the Stop Hate for Profit campaign were not impressed after meeting with Facebook executives on Tuesday. Anti-Defamation League CEO Jonathan Greenblatt declared, "We had 10 demands, and literally, we went through the 10, and we didn't get commitments or timeframes or clear outcomes. We expected specifics, and that's not what we heard." The gathering also included leaders from the NAACP, Color of Change, and Free Press. Prior to the meeting, Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg said the company is, quote, making changes, not for financial reasons or advertiser pressure, but because it is the right thing to do. Shares of Walmart soared 7% on Tuesday amid reports that the retailer's same-day delivery program, dubbed an Amazon Prime killer by some, is due to launch in July. The service, named Walmart Plus, is priced at $98 per year and undercuts Amazon Prime at $119, according to Recode. It will also include video entertainment, as well as other perks like discounts on gas, product deals, reserve delivery, and two-hour delivery offers. Allstate has agreed to acquire National General Holdings for nearly $4 billion in cash as the U.S. insurance giant looks to increase market share in personal property liability. Shareholders of National General will receive a total of $34.50 a share, comprised of $32 in cash and closing dividends of $2.50, representing a 69% premium to the stock's closing price on Tuesday. The deal, which includes a breakup fee of $132.5 million, will be accretive to adjusted net income earnings per share and return on equity beginning in the first year, said Allstate CEO Tom Wilson. Small business owners and employees were not the only beneficiaries of the Payment Protection Program. JPMorgan Chase and Bank of America are in line to split between $1.5 and $2.6 billion in fees for being the conduits of the government aid, according to an analysis of newly released data. The government prioritized speed when it designed the $670 billion program, betting that banks would be able to get huge sums out faster than a federal agency. But that decision also required giving lenders a financial incentive and boosted associated PPP costs. Other banks in line to receive hundreds of millions of dollars in processing fees include Wells Fargo, PNC, TD Bank, U.S. Bank, KeyBank, and Zions. Hot topics like Brexit have been buried in the news cycle over the past few months as coronavirus headlines grab most of the attention. Not overnight, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson told German Chancellor Angela Merkel he is prepared to leave the EU without a trade deal if no compromise can be reached over disputes like fishing rights and the influence of European courts on British legislation. What would happen in that case? The UK would leave the bloc with the same terms as Australia: no comprehensive trade deal, following default WTO rules, and specific agreements for certain goods. The Trump administration has officially given the required one-year notice for the U.S. to quit the World Health Organization, citing undue deference to China and failure to provide accurate information about the coronavirus. Responding to the decision, the United Nations Foundation called the move short-sighted, unnecessary, and unequivocally dangerous amid the greatest public health crisis that Americans and the world have faced in a century. The U.S. is the global health agency's largest single contributor, providing more than $400 million in 2019 or around 15% of its total budget. Berkshire Hathaway held 245 million shares of Apple at the last count in May, making it Apple's second largest shareholder with about 5.5% ownership of the company's public stock. Given the tech giant's stellar run over the past few months, the Buffett conglomerate now owns more than $91 billion worth of Apple, comprising 43% of its portfolio, this according to The Motley Fool. Diversification is protection against ignorance, the Oracle once declared. It makes little sense if you know what you are doing. I don't think of Apple as a stock. I think of it as our third business, he added, referring to wholly owned subsidiaries Geico and BNSF. It's probably the best business I know in the world. A retired police captain who oversaw security operations at eBay is next to be charged in the alleged cyberstalking campaign that targeted a Massachusetts couple who wrote critical content about the company on e-commerce blog E-Commerce Bytes. The alleged harassment, including sending the couple threatening messages, as well as disturbing deliveries like live cockroaches, a preserved fetal pig, and a bloody pig Halloween mask, along with a funeral wreath and a book on surviving the loss of a spouse. Said eBay CEO, "The events from last year never should have happened, yet it gives us a chance to reflect, to reset, and to act. Integrity is the foundation of how I work, and as CEO, I will hold our leadership team and all employees to the same standard." Other market headlines to watch for on Seeking Alpha. Trump considers ban on TikTok in the U.S. AMC nears financing deal to avert near-term bankruptcy, according to the Wall Street Journal. Deutsche Bank fined $150 million over Jeffrey Epstein links. GM rolls Chevrolet Sonic into the auto graveyard. Why has Boeing fallen behind SpaceX? As of 6:20 a.m. today, the Dow and S&P 500 are down, as well as crude. The NASDAQ, gold, and Bitcoin are all up. Look for a consumer credit report at 3 p.m. Eastern.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.